Amen. If you have your Bibles, would you please turn with me, amen, to 1 John chapter 3. 1 John chapter 3, verse 16. Amen. 1 John 3 and 16. When you find it, say amen. Amen. The Bible says, the King James Version of the Bible says, amen, 1 John chapter 3, verse 16. Hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. Thus ends the reading of God's word. Amen. Amen. Again, from the New Living Translation of the Bible, amen, it says, we know what real love is, because Jesus gave up his life for us. So we also ought to give up our lives for our brothers and sisters. Wow, what a word. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this opportunity. Father God, we just thank you for bringing us all together today. Lord God, if I'm too high, I ask that you would lower me. Lord God, but if I'm too low, Lord, lift me up and place me on the plane of existence on which I would speak on this day. Hide me behind the cross and dip me down into the deep treasures of your word, Lord, that I may say something that will help somebody, Lord God, and most of all, that I would say something today that would have someone crying out, Lord, what must I do to be saved? Father God, we ask you to forgive us for our many sins, those that we committed that we knew of, and those, Father God, that we knew not. Lord God, bless this congregation, bless these people. Lord, just give them a hearing ear today. Lord, give me the wisdom and knowledge, Lord, to say exactly what you want to be said today. If you don't speak, not a word will be spoken. Lord God, if you don't move, we'll just stand still. Oh God, we just thank you today for your presence. We thank you, God, for the divine Holy Spirit that abides within us, that walks with us and talks with us all day long and even teaches us, Father God. Lord, we thank you for the spirit of praise in this place. Lord God, but give us understanding at this hour. Lord God, just be with us, lead us and guide us in all that we say and we do. From this moment forth, in Jesus' mighty name I pray, amen. Amen. There's a word, my brothers and sisters, today, and I believe it's just what the doctor ordered, amen, for the OC. We know that today is our first Sunday, and we celebrate, amen, Jesus Christ, and we celebrate, amen, with the Lord's Supper on today. Amen. The fact that he shed his blood on that old rugged cross and he rose again, man, with all power in his hands. And we know that he did that because he loved us. Amen. Somebody turn to John 3:16, or if you know it, what does John 3:16 say? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have every. How many of us in here can quote that, no matter where we are, what's going on? Amen? We can quote that one. That's a beautiful passage of scripture. For God so loved the world that he gave. We love to talk about what somebody else gave, don't we? We love to talk about what somebody else is doing. We always talk about what God, well, God's blessing, God's doing this. But my brothers and sisters, what are we doing? I want to talk about real love today. Can I talk about real love? Just for a few minutes, I want to talk about real love. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believed in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Some of us stand on that scripture. How many is that your favorite scripture in the Bible? Amen. That's a beautiful one, isn't it? Amen. And I stand on it all day, every day. And I'm glad that God loved the world. But my question is, how do you feel about the world? How do you feel about people? How do you feel about the people that you come in contact with every day? Uh-oh, 1 John 3:16. Flip over there one more time. New Living Translation says, we know what real love is because Jesus gave his life for us. We love to talk about, oh, he died for me. He did all this that he did for me. But then look at this. So we ought to give up our lives for our brothers and sisters. Uh-oh, who wants to give up their life for a brother or a sister? Have you ever considered that? What God gave his only begotten son, but what are you giving? Are you rolling your eyes at everybody you come in contact with? Do you have a friendly smile, a hello, how you doing, God bless you? What do you really have for people? Do you really love people? The Bible teaches us that the way that we know that we're saved is if we love what? The brethren. So my brothers and sisters, I have a real problem, amen, with people that call themselves Christians and they don't love nobody. They hate everybody and hate on everybody. Always upset, always mad. They did this, they said that. But you know what? While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. So why are we so hard on other people? Amen. The Bible says that there's no one is perfect, no, not one. Also tells in all of our righteousness, in the eyesight of God, we are as filthy rags. I'm just trying to help you out, y'all. As good as we think we are, in the eyesight of an almighty, an all-holy God, we are nothing. But you know what? Because he loved us so much, he pulled us out of the trash and adopted us as sons and daughters, and we're now brothers and sisters to Christ. So if we're brothers and sisters to Christ, stand up, Daryl. Come up here. Some people get us confused. I don't think we look alike at all. But a lot of people say, y'all look alike. Some of y'all shaking head like, uh-uh. Sit down. Kill that analogy. But we share some of the same characteristics. Because we're brothers. Amen. And then our daddy, we share some of his characteristics too. Some of them I'm glad we don't. But a few of them we do. Come here, Inslee. Even though she got a little, but come here, baby. Come here. Look, she looks so pretty. Now she real light. But look at, don't she look like me a little bit? Look at that nose. All right, go sit down, baby. That's me. Uh-huh. That's mine. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, and whosoever should believe in him should not perish but have everlasting life, right? How many of us have a problem with this? Hereby perceive we the love of God. This is the King James Version. I'm flipping back and forth to catch everybody. Because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. Love. Darren, if you love somebody, you love Twanya. You know what the Bible means. How many married men we have in men in serious relationship. I might well go and put that one in there too. All right. Married men. That's a good representation right there. You know what Christ told a man? He said, men, love your wives as Christ loved the church. I'm talking about real love this morning. Real love. How much did Christ love the church? He loved the church so much. Are we the church this morning? He loved the church so much that he gave his life for the church. I'm talking about real love this morning. Y'all roll with me. Okay. I'm going to push forward just a little bit. We know that what real love is because Jesus gave up his life for us, so we ought to give up our lives for our brothers and sisters. Verse 17 says, if someone has enough money to live well and sees a brother or sister in need but shows no compassion, how can God's love be in that person? Uh-oh. Y'all want me to do that from the King James Version right quick? Somebody say, ain't the word unless it's King James. Let me give you some King James then. But whoso hath this world's good, and seeth his brother have need, and shutteth up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? Okay, my brothers and sisters, if we see our brother and sister, and you know what's so awesome is we talked about ministry this morning at Orange Chapel and how we have people that are reaching out to those that are in need, amen? But what if Orange Chapel and all its wealth, amen? What if when somebody was in need, we said, oh, that ain't my... I ain't getting in that. That's what we're supposed to be about. How can you say you love Christ, whom you've never seen, and say you love your brother? How can you say you don't love your brother whom you see daily, and don't love Christ who you never seen? Y'all, there's some people in this world that talk about how much they love God and they can't stand me. How is it that you're going to go? How is it you're going to make it into heaven with that type of attitude? Somebody said you can't. Y'all, love is what this thing is all about. And you know what? Love and faith walk together. Amen? True Christian love. How many of you feel like you dwell in Christian love? True Christian love. Now, when you look at the world and you look at the physical life, what is the physical life all about? The physical life is all about self-preservation. How many of y'all knew that? That really, your physical, you without Christ, you yourself, it's all about survival. Amen? Y'all ever seen the stories where people are killed, and the thing about it is they fight to the very end, and you see these shows where people get stranded out, and they go to all these drastic measures in order to survive? Physical life is about self-preservation. We learned last week that times got so hard that a woman actually cooked her son. Y'all remember that sermon from last week? It's in the book. Times got so hard, she killed her own and cooked her own. Now, that's some serious self-preservation, isn't it? But see, the Christian life, my brothers and sisters, once we start this faith walk, it's about self-sacrifice. But see, some of us don't want to sacrifice anything. Christ gave up his life for us, but we don't want to give up them old run-over shoes in the closet. That dress that you hadn't worn in 10 years. I'm going to get back in that. Now, I'm keeping that because I'm going to get back down this summer so I can work out. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Amen? If someone has enough money to live well and sees a brother or sister in need but shows no compassion, how can God love being that person? Are we truly showing love on Chapel? Hey, man, I didn't tell you to give all you got, but Jesus, a rich man came to Jesus and said, what must I do to be saved? You're what he telling. Go sell all you have and give to the poor. And then what did the man do? Y'all want to see how he walked away? He just hung his head. We are so caught up in our stuff. Amen? Some of us are so hung up on our stuff. You walk around with a bologna sandwich in your hand. Walk around with a bologna sandwich. Anybody like bologna? I like bologna sandwiches. Fried hard, mustard. Amen. You have to cut them slits to keep from bubbling up in the middle. Some of us are walking around here with a bologna sandwich in our hand. And God, and somebody asked us for a piece of that bologna sandwich, and we don't want to give it to them. But you know what? God is sending that person to ask for that bologna sandwich because he got a steak waiting on us. Some of us can't get the steak because we want to hold on to the bologna. That's why it's a system of giving. It's a system of sacrifice. Give ye all the tithes into the storehouse, there may be meat. The thing about it is, that's God's way of blessing us. Amen? Amen. The more you give, the more he's going to give to you. Amen. You know what? And they don't always have to deal with money. Amen. Some of y'all got so much love. It's just bubbling over. Your kids tired of you kissing on them and hugging on them. Leave me alone. It's some more kids that have never had a hug that you can give them a hug. Amen. There's some people out there that have never been shown love. Nobody's ever baked them a cake or cooked them a meal or done anything. My brothers and sisters, we can really help some people in this world if we show love the way God tells us to show it. Amen. Amen. You buying them kids all them school clothes that they never going to wear. Amen. You could help somebody. There's somebody in your neighborhood that's not going to get anything. Hallelujah, somebody. Amen. There's a disabled person in your city. When was the last time you went by and checked on them? I'm talking about real love this morning, y'all. I realize the scripture says money, but that can be anything. Amen. Some of us talk too much. I talk so much, Candy can't stand it. And sometimes she just says, can we be quiet? And I say, okay. And then a few minutes later, hey, what's up? Can I talk now? So guess what? I got to share this conversation with some other people. God gave me a microphone every Sunday, so guess what? I get to talk to y'all. Use what you got, amen, for ministry. God will bless. I'm telling y'all, there's an abundance of talent in this room. Amen. And if you bless somebody else, I promise you. See, that's what it's all about, ministry. And we bring people into the body of Christ by being, by showing love. Amen. Hallelujah. Okay, I'm still preaching. Verse 18. Dear children, let us not merely say that we love each other. Let us show the truth. Uh-oh. Did y'all see that? Dear children, let us not merely say that we love each other. Let us show the truth by our actions. Uh-oh. I'm going to move on. Our actions will show that we belong to the truth, so we will be confident when we stand before God. Wait a minute. If we do those things, and please don't get it confused that I'm teaching a work salvation this morning. I'm not talking about your salvation. I'm talking about you just being a true man and woman of God, walking and acting according to what the Word tells us to do. Amen? So, when it says here, dear, let us not merely say that we love each other, let us show by our actions. I love you, Orange Chapel. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. But what if I don't ever show you? What if I never do anything for you? What if I turn into Pastor Gimme? Give me some money. Give me a car. Give my wife a dress. Give my kids some clothes. But I never do anything for you. I never come see about you when you're sick. I never call you when you're down. Am I really showing God's love by that? You come on Sunday morning, I don't even smile, I don't even speak to you. Rolling my eyes at you. I get up here and preach and send all y'all to hell every Sunday. Every last one of you going straight to hell. With gasoline underwear on. You got to show some love. Amen? Let us not merely say that we love each other. Let us show the truth by our actions. And then verse 19 says, our actions will show that we belong to the truth, so we will be confident when we stand before God. Now, you know what they're talking about right there? That we may be confident when we stand before God? Is because we've lived the life and we've done according to God's will. When we get down on our knees, when times get really tough, amen, when times get really hard, we have confidence when we go to God and ask Him for something. Amen? Some of us, my brothers and sisters, we only call on God when the bottom has fallen out. We come to God when we're sick, when our loved ones are on their bed of affliction. Lord, I know you can do it. Lord, right now. We're going to send it right now. Right now, God, do it right now. And God is like, well, you had an opportunity to show love. Why you want me to do it right now? And you could have blessed that person right then. Amen? But when we do according to God's commandments, when we do what the Lord tells us to do, we can go boldly before God. Amen? I'm preaching better than y'all saying amen this morning. But our actions, look at this. Our actions will show that we belong to the truth, so we'll be confident when we stand before God. Even if we feel guilty, God is greater than our feelings, and He knows everything. Now, wait a minute. That's where the human element comes in, where we all fall short. But if we know that we've done according to His commandments and His will, guess what? Even though we know we've had some shortcomings, we still have confidence. Amen? Isn't that good stuff? Verse 21, dear friends, if we don't feel guilty, we come to God with bold confidence. Uh-oh. That's what I'm talking about, prayer. Some of us have been in situations and circumstances, and this is what we say. Some of us have not asked God for what we needed because we felt so guilty about what we were doing. Y'all want me to say that again? Some of us, let me check this side. They didn't like it over there. Some of us feel guilty when we go before God and we don't even ask him for what we need because we know where we're staying with him. Did y'all get that? So I want to be able to stand before him boldly. Amen? And look at this. If we feel guilty, we can come. If we don't feel guilty, we can come with bold confidence. See, I want to be able to stand before God with bold confidence. And the thing about it is, we have to show love. If we, you know, on our jobs, some of us just get mad on the way to work. How many of y'all get mad on the way to work? And the closer you get to the time clock, and by the time you hit the time clock, it's on. Nope. Hey, better not say nothing to me today. I ain't for it. How many of y'all know people like that? Amen? Then guess what? You so full, you got so much mess in you, that's why you got to come out here Wednesday night and cry, Lord, forgive me. I'm so sorry, Lord. Because, you know, and you know what? The workplace is some kind of worst place. Isn't it? People just mean. Your supervisor's tripping for no reason. Amen? Oh, man, I wasn't supposed to say that. That wasn't even in the sermon today. But we can come with bold confidence. Verse 22 says, and we will receive from him whatever we ask because we obey him and do the things that please him. Did y'all see that? We'll get the things we ask for if we obey him and we do what the Lord says do. Do y'all know how my brother and I got our curfew extended at home? Because we come in on time. And the more we come in on time, guess what? The more our curfew was extended. It got to the point, this is how cool my mom and daddy was growing up. And I got to say, they were real cool. They slept real hard, too. So sometimes they just didn't know what time we came in. But they were really cool. It got to the point where they said, be home by a decent hour. And depending on what was going on, depending on what the decent hour was. Sometimes a decent hour was 10 o'clock. Sometimes a decent hour was 7 o'clock. Sometimes a decent hour was 1 in the morning. Woo! That was awesome. But every once in a while, y'all, not saying that you can bribe God. Let me tell you about doing good, about blessing somebody. I figured out my daddy likes soft tacos from Taco Bell. So every once in a while, if we were a little bit late, we walk in, daddy be sitting there waiting on us. Greetings, Father. We'd have a six-pack of tacos. I went a little late, man. We was headed home, and we went back to get you some tacos. And you know what? Daddy would have mercy on us because we did what was good. We showed daddy some love. I'm telling y'all, we show people love. Amen. If we bless, amen, those that are, guess what? They'll bless us. Daddy always kept us an old car running, you know, because we bless him. Even when we was on time, we bring him tacos sometime. It wasn't just when we were late. And that's what I'm saying. My brother, how many of y'all heard the saying that you can attract more bees with honey than you can with vinegar? Amen? We can attract more people to be a part of the Orange Chapel family. We can attract more people to be in the family of God. Guess what? If we show them some love. Amen? A lot of people don't go to church because of us. A lot of people don't go to church. There's a lady that I know that I see every day, and that's all I'm going to say. And there's some people that I know that I see every day that really aren't strong believers. But this particular person that's so mean, always talking about her church. Oh, my church and my pastor, and my church and my pastor. And he was preaching about this, and I'm a Christian, and I love God. this young lady that I've been trying to work on my, well, I said job, didn't I? Did I? I did. Oh, well, if they listen to it, they just listen to it. Oh, well. It's going to be on the website tonight. But there's a girl that struggles with Christianity altogether. And she told me, because I'm in there witnessing, that's what I do. I'm saying, hey, God is real. Jesus died for your sins. I'm in there putting it down there. She said, you know what? If she's a Christian, I don't want to be one. And she's the one that's running around in our office professing to be. Woo! Saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost. Really? But because, well, now my question is, if this person really is seeking God and really wants to know who God is, and there's some of us out there wolfing sheep clothing. See, God wants us to not just talk about it, but he wants us to be about it. Amen? He wants us to be about his business. Amen? And showing love is number one, Darren. I'm all off my notes now, man. Isaiah 1, verse 16 and 17. Somebody read that for me right quick. Somebody turn to Isaiah and read that for me. And then I'm going to close out. Anybody found it? Who's got it? Isaiah 1, 16, verse 16 and 17. Uh-oh, stop right there. Cease to do evil and learn to do well. Amen. That's love. Because when we're around hating folks, that's evil. Amen. Cease to do evil, learn, to do well. It's a process, my brothers and sisters. Amen. Are y'all with me on this? Now, we have two examples in our Bibles. How many of y'all remember Brother Cain? What did Brother Cain do? Brother Cain killed his brother. Why? Because he was jealous. He was mad. He was a hater. His brother did the right thing and he did the wrong thing. So guess what? He said, I'm going to take him out. Am I my brother's keeper? Cain had killed his brother. And God asked him. Daddy didn't ask him. But God asked him. Adam didn't ask, but God asked him, where's your brother? And he got smart with God. What? Am I my brother's keeper? You know what? Yes, we are. We are our brother's keepers. Amen? My brothers and sisters, if we learn to love, because Cain is the example of hate. Cain is the example of evil. Cain is the example of one that's pretending like he's somebody. Amen. There was no love in Cain's heart because he killed his own brother. But my brothers and sisters, the true picture of love is Jesus Christ. Amen. Because he gave up everything. And you know what he did? Jesus blessed people along the way. Every time there was a need, when they brought the blind man to Jesus, amen. What did Jesus do? He spit on the ground and made clay out of the spit. And then he picked it up and he put it on the man's eyes. And guess what? He was what? He could see. Amen? Isn't God good? There was a woman that was caught in the act of adultery. Amen. The Pharisees brought this woman before Jesus. He never looked up. Bible says he was just writing on the ground. He didn't look up, Darren. And he told him, he said, he who was without sin cast ye the first stone. And the Bible says that one by one they dropped the rocks. Amen? You know what? He had love for that woman. See, some of us don't want to help folks because of stuff. Uh-oh. You remember when? Well, they used to. That's right. We all used to be something. Everybody in here used to be something. But you want me to tell you what you ought to be? What you should be? All you should be showing love, my brothers and sisters. Amen? Amen. Let's get a lot of great hand clap of praise in here. Dear friends, if we don't feel guilty when we come to God with bold confidence, and we will receive from him whatever we ask because we obey him and do the things that please him. Come on, fellas, we're done. Verse 23 says, and this is his commandment. We must believe in the name of his son, Jesus Christ, and love one another just as he has commanded us. Those who obey God's commandments remain in fellowship. Those who obey God's commandments remain in fellowship. Remain in fellowship. When you do the right thing, when you continue to do the right thing, that means you remain. When you continue to follow those commandments and do what the Lord tells us to do, that means you remain in fellowship. The problem with some of us and the reason why, amen, we are struggling to love other people is because we are out of fellowship. Does that make sense? If you find yourself unable to love, then maybe you need to check your relationship and to see if you're in fellowship. Amen? If everybody gets on your nerves and everybody is wrong and everybody is this, you may need to check yourself. Amen? But if we are doing what the Lord tells us to do, hallelujah, somebody. And this is his commandment. We must believe in the name of his son, Jesus Christ, and love one another just as he commanded us. Those who obey God's commandments remain in fellowship with him, and he with, and he with them. And we know he lives in us because the spirit he gave us lives in us. Let me tell you something about the spirit that he gave us. The spirit that he gave us, I'm going to play something softly. The spirit that he gave us is him. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. It's all one. And the spirit that he gave us is a spirit to love. A love to love beyond measure. A love to love not keeping a record of right or wrongs, but doing what the Lord has told us to do. The Holy Spirit is a comforter. The Holy Spirit is a teacher. The Holy Spirit is a personality within himself. And based on our actions, my brothers and sisters, then what happens with us is we can grieve the Holy Spirit. And when we don't love, we grieve the Holy Spirit. When we don't love, and sometimes we vex the Holy Spirit. That's why some of us feel so distant from God. That's why some of our prayers seem so distant from a God that's listening. Amen? Because of where we have fallen away from what he told us to do. And all he told us to do was love. I love guitar music. But the further I get away, the harder it is to hear it. The further I get away from God, the more I hate, the more I accuse. Hallelujah, somebody. The further I get away from the fire. Amen? And then I find myself out on this island, but I'm still calling myself a child of God. My brother says we have to love. And then when we love, guess what? We stay in fellowship with him. We stay close to him. Where we go, he goes. When he talks, we can hear him. We don't have to tell everybody, hush. Y'all remember that song, Hush? Somebody's calling my name. Hush. Evidently, you are far away from him. If you got to tell everybody to hush. Y'all remember that song? I used to love it, too. It sounds like Jesus. Somebody's calling my name. And then we said, oh, my Lord. Oh, my Lord. What shall I do? What? Wait a minute. That's all wrong. I got to tell everybody here to be quiet so I can hear from God. But if I'm right here with him,
yeah, man.
I know what he's saying. He telling me to love my enemies. Bless those that despitefully misuse and abuse you. That's what he's saying. I don't have to tell nobody to hush. And guess what? I sure don't have to ask, what shall I do? Because if I'm right there, he's telling me. He's giving me directions every step of the way. Amen? Amen. I'm talking about real love today. Real love. Real love. Can I read it one more time? We need to quote 1 John 3:16, just like we quote John 3:16. Hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. I love you. Amen. We need to love each other enough to lay our lives down for one another. Lay our hang-ups down for one another. No matter where you're from, which side of the tracks you come from, no matter what color you are, no matter what language you speak, no matter what, amen, we ought to love one another. I'm talking about real love today. Amen. And the reason why I'm talking about real love is because of what we're going to partake of this morning. The Lord's Supper. It's very important that you let go and let God. Amen. Because I wouldn't have, amen, for you to take up this if you don't really have a pure love in your heart for your brother and your sister. Amen. Amen. Let's give God a great hand clap of praise this morning. God gave his life for me and you. Amen. He hung.